WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Progress continues on two possible charter elections this November in Bryan.
Petition signatures were dropped off at Bryan City Hall yesterday by the group Citizens for Bryan. They want three changes. Drawing the most attention is banning relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified for each of the proposed questions to be considered by voters. City Council would have to order the election by August 18th to meet local requirements. Another group's hoping the council will submit their charter change request without submitting petition signatures. Mayor Jason Bianski and Councilman Art Hughes placed on the agenda for tonight's meeting the request from Partners for a Better Bryan. They want all Bryan voters to select all members of the council while keeping five single-member districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In 2 weeks, the Bryan School Board will finalize what is now a $132 million bond issue for voters to consider this November. More changes were announced by administrators during a workshop Monday. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes a new three-story Stephen F. Austin classroom building between the gym and the Civic Auditorium. That will free up consolidating administrative offices in the present SFA building.
Our biggest complaint from our teachers and our administrators and our employees is that we have no meeting space in our district, and so as you add to what the builders and all of them have said, you're looking at roughly 2,000 square feet of extra square footage at SFA.
The board also heard Solros Elementary will have a $16 million makeover that Dr. Wallace says will turn that campus into basically a new school. Anson Jones Elementary will get a $5.5 million facelift, and Milam Elementary will become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School. Discussion will continue during a financial workshop scheduled for next week, and a vote is expected during the board's next regular meeting on the 21st. The Brazos County Commission has filed a lawsuit against a Washington, D.C. area corporation that has gone out of business before finishing new computer software for the local criminal justice system.
There's no question that they breached the contract, so I think we'll win the lawsuit. I don't know whether they'll have anything once we win it. I don't know what kind of assets they're going to have, but we're going to go that route first.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says AMCAD was paid $2.6 million. In addition to the lawsuit, the county is looking into whether they can collect from a $3 million errors and omission policy signed by AMCAD. The company was supposed to replace the county's 14-year-old software connecting records for law enforcement, courts, and prosecutors. Peters says support for the current system will continue for another year and a half. The judge also says department heads met Monday, and they'll meet during this morning's commission meeting to make a committee that will be formed to consider future options. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 for you or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
8:09, let's check some weather. Shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine will be rather prevalent today, and that'll lead to temperatures getting to 95 degrees this afternoon. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Skies will turn clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. More sun for tomorrow with an afternoon high around 95. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, Zach, I don't know, the SEC Media Days are next week. Do you get to go?
Right, yeah. Me and Louie are both going.
Wait a minute. Are you going?
I'm volunteering.
Oh. Royce Hickman raising his hand furiously. I thought he was going to be there. So is this your first year, or were you there last year?
Me, this is my first time.
Okay. So. Well, it ought to be zooey, I would think.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty interesting. Yep. I've gotten takes from both the Big 12 Media Days and the SECs, and they say the SECs blow the Big 12 out of the water. So if Mr. Hickman wants to stow away in my luggage, he can.
You
want to
do that, Royce? You can. Yeah. He'll take.
Well,
a big...
you didn't give me a headset, so I didn't.
Oh no, he said if you want to get in his luggage, he'll.
Oh yeah, I'll carry his luggage for him.
They're driving though; they're not flying. You'll be in the aero. No, I think he's flying. Anyway, well, we'll talk about. I was looking at the lineup just a few minutes ago. We'll talk about it maybe tomorrow. How they have a kind of a good coach and a bad coach, you know, at the same time, and that way, I guess they get people to come the whole time. Anyway, we'll talk about more of that in a minute. In the meantime. Kathy's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Good. I've got a story here I'm trying to find that caught my attention yesterday. I said, I'll save it for today. And now I can't find as a lady who is going to do nothing but eat dog food for a year.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll find that in the meantime. Tell us what's going on.
I'm glad you didn't find it.
No, I'll find it, and we'll share it in a minute. In the meantime, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, first, I have two things, but I want to thank all of our volunteers and foster families for helping us with the deluge of cats and kittens.
Yeah, it got busy, didn't it?
We really did. We've gotten about half of them placed, and we've got another 70 in queue,
okay.
And we actually are doing some more kitten specials. So, remember, every kitten comes with the spay neuter, the shots, the worming, the microchip, the free pet health insurance, the science diet food. The value of the package is over $300, and we are having freaky free feline frenzy.
Okay. I wish I had some sound effect to go along with that. But
on Fridays.
Oh, on Friday. Perfect. To complete the alliteration, right? Right. I understand.
So July Fridays, the next three Fridays,
okay.
Every cat in our custody will be free.
Okay.
And it will be spayed and neutered, vaccinated,
wow.
And all ready to go.
Well.
So
wow.
If you need a cat or two cats, it's time to come down and apply for an adoption at the Aggieland Humane Society at 5359 Leonard Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be an amazing time.
That's good. Well,
every
again,
color in the rainbow.
I think when we were talking about this 60 days ago, Leah was saying you didn't have any cats, and now obviously you're
right.
Giving them away.
We
yeah.
went from zero to 120 in like nothing flat. Now we still have 70 in foster home, but we have plenty that are in the building, and they've been flying out the door. So you don't need to worry. People are looking for cats, so we're grateful that people are finding the Aggieland Humane Society. We're open 11 to 6 Monday through Friday and 11 to 3 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it with the cats, boy. I'll tell you what, now, kittens are still half price all week long.
Okay,
but,
okay.
You know, we have lots of specials. And if you'll wait just another week or two, we will have the pre-owned special for the dogs coming up.
Okay.
Later in the month, but it's like selling used cars.
I was going to say,
it?
Much like a good used car salesman, they've been completely checked out, and you don't have to worry about any problems, right? Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, the other thing I'd like to share is that we have an amazing community, and we have been able to do some real serious victims assistance for people who have gotten into crisis, and we've taken their animals and temporarily sheltered them, and we couldn't do it without some of our very special volunteers and foster families, and without working with MHMR and Phoebe's Home and different groups that help these people make sure their pet is safe while they're in crisis.
Well, do we hear about crisis? And again, we're a month into hurricane season. We haven't had any weather that's caused any problem. But as you say, these are individual cases that people might not even know exist out there.
Right. And those are all kept very confidential and held very discreetly by our agency.
But it's good for people to know that that service is available, too.
Right, yeah. Right. So if you want to volunteer for us, but you're homebound and you want to help in some way, let us know if you can foster. Let us know if you can support us in some way. You can see more on our website at AggielandHumane.org. And we have a very, very dynamic Facebook page with 7,000 followers that are just watching the daily activities at Aggieland Humane Society. So you can friend us at Aggieland Humane Society on Facebook or go to our website.
Sounds like a deal. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Yep, visit with those folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you hear, Royce Hickman's here this morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Other than you couldn't work out for me to go
didn't,
to the
didn't know you
days.
Had time. I figured you've been pretty busy.
Oh,
this
well,
is a tough time of
know.
Year for you to pretty
I could, do it. I could call in sick.
You got a big event coming up.
Yeah,
this
we
is,
do.
This is
Listen,
a fun one.
We've got the ladies' night coming up. That's become a very popular event for our ladies. And it's dinner at Tiffany's, but it is taking off of the theme breakfast at Tiffany's. This is going to be Friday, July the 18th. It's going to be at the College Station Hilton. We'll begin at 6:30, and we hope to have all the ladies out of there by 11.
Okay.
We're going to do our best to get them
out. All right, you're done with them at 11. What time they get home is completely
that's
another story.
Issue. Right, that's yeah. right. We get them out of the Hilton by 11. It's sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Chrome, a salon experience. The cost for this is just $50 for a ticket. Tables run from 600 up to 880, and that's a table of eight. And, you know, what a great way to reward the women employees in your business. If you have women that you're dependent upon all year long for the success of your business, buy them a table and let them go out and have a night, you know, to themselves. And so, again, that's going to be on Friday, July 18th. That's coming up a week from Friday. It's here. Like it or not.
Yeah.
And then we have our community award luncheon coming up. This is the community impact awards that we present to historically underutilized businesses. And the ones that are involved, just as a refresher, are African-American, American Indian, Asian, women, and Hispanic-owned businesses. Those five categories. That luncheon is going to be at the Phillips Center. And if you're not sure what the Phillips Event Center is, that's the old Briarcrest Country Club location. They've remodeled that. Looks very nice. And that's going to be Tuesday, July the 29th. It'll be from 11:45 to 1 o'clock. And it's sponsored by Texas A&M Department of Procurement Services. They've been involved with this for quite a while because of their desire to increase the amount of business they do with historically underutilized businesses in our local community. Now, one other thing about that. If you have a business to nominate that fits in one of those categories, today at 5 o'clock is the deadline for getting those nominations into us. All you have to do is give us the name of the business and a contact if you have it. We'll contact them, let them know they've been nominated. If they accept that nomination, then they provide us the information. You don't have to provide anything else but the contact for us, so please do that. Our business after hours for July is on July 17th. That's a Thursday, as usual, 5:30 to 7. It's going to be at Watercrest at Bryan. Out on the east side of town. What a beautiful facility. If you've not been out there, I really recommend you come out there. A great way for you to come out and network, meet some other people, and it's a free event, and the public is invited to that. And then we have a new member and a prospective member orientation coming up on Monday, July the 28th. That will be from 4 to 5 at the Chamber office, sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. So if you're interested, just give us a call, and we'll let you know about coming to that. You don't need a ticket. It's no charge for it. But again, it's 4 to 5 on Monday, July the 28th. And then just kind of a save the date, Wednesday, August the 20th, our Economic Outlook briefing luncheon is going to focus on local oil and gas economic development activities in Brazos County.
And that's going on.
Boy, there's a lot going on there. So we have a deluxe ribbon cutting this week on Thursday the 10th, majorsmiles.com on Oster Road, and that's at 4:30. And then we have a ribbon cutting tomorrow, Strategic Realty Advisors on Texas Avenue, and that's at 4:30 as well. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is St. Joseph Physicians and Clinics. We appreciate them for all their support of the Chamber and the community. If you need more information, 260-5200 or www.bcschamber.org. All Scott, as always, privileged to be with you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Royce. And we visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage. coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Caution flags on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are modestly lower ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Investors are expected to move cautiously again today. The unofficial start of the earnings reporting season comes after the market's close when Alcoa releases its quarterly numbers. Analysts are generally upbeat in their forecasts for corporate profits. Walmart is adjusting its growth strategy. This year, for the first time in its history, the giant retailer will open more grocery and convenience stores than supercenters. Walmart Express and Neighborhood Market stores have 10,000 to 40,000 square feet of space, compared to superstores that have 200,000 square feet. Many of the smaller stores serve as places for online shoppers to pick up items they order at Walmart.com. And Sears and Kmart are collaborating on an in-store pickup program. Merchandise ordered at either retailer's website can be picked up at the most convenient Sears or Kmart store. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. TrueCar users save an average $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, go to TrueCar.com and find out what others paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment and potentially have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven. Call for free information at 800-210-6779. That's 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you know what makes the Better Health Diet from Dr. Steelman so different? Well, it's the way it works. You see, he doesn't give you some hard-to-follow calorie-counting schedule or ask you to count fat grams or run 3 miles a day. No, this is a diet that only a doctor could develop. It has a natural fat blocker, a carb blocker, and an all-natural hunger and cravings killer so that you can eat the things that you normally eat. And being a physician, he backs it up with state-of-the-art food journal, tons of motivational help, and scads of wonderful health information and nutrition information that is all free when you buy the weight loss kit. You learn how to take the weight off and to keep it off for the rest of your life without hunger, special foods, or measuring. And the cost? Well, that's the best part of all. It's about one-tenth of what you would pay at a weight loss clinic or diet center. And you can find out more at www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. The problem was not poorly trained troops. The problem was not supplies. No, none of those things were giving General John Pershing fits in April of 1917. Now, Pershing was the commander of the Allied forces in Europe and was face to face with the German Hun. But it was becoming clear that if left unchecked, German forces would soon control most of Europe and therefore much of the world's commerce. So the decision was made in Washington to send our boys over there. And Pershing was put in charge of making it all come out right. Oh, there was the occasional shortage of ammunition and boots and rifles, good food, etc. But that wasn't what was holding up progress. No, it was the French. You see, the French had installed phone lines in 1917, but had darn little knowledge of how to use them. It was pretty much a laissez-faire situation. You know, kind of like small hometown USA. Now, in the cities, it was a little bit different. There, hundreds of thousands of people were installing phones daily, and the phone companies had professional full-time operators to handle the calls. But not in France, even in the big cities such as Paris and Orléans. There, it was still pretty much a try-and-catch Monique at the switchboard kind of thing, or you just didn't get through. But with a full-blown war on, you would have thought that things would have been different. Nope. So General Pershing, well, he was literally being hampered in communications with his troops at every turn. He did the only thing he could, and he saved the war effort by doing it. It's a little-known fact that the next time Washington asked him what he needed to end the war, he said, send me women. Not just any women. He wanted trained, professional American telephone operators to man the French telephone system. And he got them. About 223 American women were sent to the front as communication specialists, and brother, they did their job. Pershing got his communication system running and took care of the Kaiser. Those women, well, they became famous to the men who fought that war, and even though you may not have heard it, now you know the true story of 233 women who became known as the Hello Girls. Thank you, ladies. We all appreciate your dedication and devotion.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on now. Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Today, three things you need to know about plasma televisions. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. Over the next few months, you're going to see retailers slashing prices on big screen plasma televisions. In case you're tempted to buy, here are three things you need to know. First, and probably most importantly, Samsung, one of the world's largest HDTV manufacturers, says it's going to stop making plasma televisions altogether at the end of this year simply because people aren't buying them. And that's why you'll be seeing the big price cuts. Retailers need to get rid of whatever inventory is left. Second, consumers shy away from plasma screens because there's no question LED and LCD screens are sharper and brighter. And third, plasma screens emit heat and use far more electricity than LED and LCD screens. And so my best advice, unless a retailer is virtually giving them away, plasma televisions are yesterday's technology and yesterday's news. Read more, plus get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Treating cancer outside the body. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Every breast cancer patient is unique, and Clemson bioengineer Karen Berg would like to make their treatments just as unique, personalized to their tumors and the tissue that surrounds them. Berg and her colleagues are using a device similar to a 3D printer to create a scaffold on which they can grow a patient's own cells and tumor cells growing alongside them.
You could test different combinations of anti-cancer agents rather than having to test it on the patient. And so if you use tumor cells taken from the patient, that becomes very powerful and what we call personalized, because you're getting information very specific to that individual.
In addition to serving as a model for personalized treatment, the 3D systems can also be used to study the interactions between living tissues and the tumor cells within them. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 79 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan School Board members heard more changes to a proposed bond issue during a workshop Monday encompassing the future of three elementary schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes almost $16 million at Sol Ross.
You're getting a brand new elementary school, in essence, at Sol Ross. 11 classrooms, two sets of student restrooms, addition to the cafeteria, demolish and construct a new 100, 200, 300, and 400 wing, construct new staff restrooms, and the new gym.
Anson Jones, which was initially slated to be repurposed, will remain in elementary with a $5.5 million facelift.
If you've been in Anson Jones Elementary School, you know it's a 400-yard hallway. And so basically what we're talking about here is moving the office area to the middle to make it more centrally located for everyone, and then construct a new corridor next to the gymnasium because it's rotted and it's not good.
Milam Elementary would become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School.
You could put your GED in one area, DAP in another area. You could put A-plus and computer classes in another area. There's room for our 8-plus, not A-plus, but 8-plus. Later on, when we try to move our 8th graders that are overaged, we can try to move them over there as well.
The board will continue discussion during a financial workshop next week and is slated to act the 21st to ask voters to approve in November what is now a $132 million bond issue. For the second time in 3 months, the Bryan City Council is being asked to let voters decide a proposed change to the city charter without submitting petition signatures.
Tonight's council agenda includes a proposal that would ask voters in December to allow all city voters to elect all single-member district council members. Mayor Jason Byansky and Councilman Art Hughes placed the item on the agenda on behalf of Partners for a Better Bryan. In April, the council rejected a similar request from Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena. They supported three proposed charter changes promoted by the group Citizens for Bryan. Yesterday, representatives dropped off their petitions for certification. Citizens for Bryan wants to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions, ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250, and ban council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified to place each question on the November ballot. To meet local requirements, the council has until August 18th to order the charter elections. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It has become more time-consuming and expensive for Brazos County to replace what is now a 14-year-old computer software system connecting local courts, law enforcement, and prosecutors. A Washington, D.C.-based company suddenly went out of business, leaving many governments in a lurch.
Now, they told us when this all kind of blew up about a month ago that it looked like that they had oversold and underperformed. But even at that time, we didn't think that they were, you know, pull this, you know, and actually go out of business, because it still looked like it should be, at some point, should be profitable for them.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says a breach of contract lawsuit was filed Monday against AMCAD seeking the recovery of $2.6 million. AMCAD was not required to post a performance bond, but agreed to a $3 million errors and omission policy. Peters says even if the county recovers the money, it doesn't help replacing the outdated software. College Station police arrested a Bryan man Monday for assaulting a disabled person May 1st at Central Park. 18-year-old Kayon Searcy is accused of injuring the 18-year-old victim, who functions at the level of a first grader, due to a number of medical conditions. Searcy was at an unrelated court proceeding when he was arrested on the new charge. Investigators say more arrests and charges are possible. The days of waiting for tuberculosis test results may soon be over.
The new test is touted to be quicker, cheaper, and more accurate than current TB tests. Dr. Jeffrey Cirillo at A&M's Health Science Center College of Medicine worked with researchers at Stanford University to come up with a new test. Currently, TB tests take weeks to get a diagnosis.
It takes about 10 minutes for the test to get results, and we're thinking about 30 minutes total for technician time.
Now comes the validation of what could be the next generation of TB tests.
And that'll probably be done in hundreds of laboratories on thousands of different patients. So it'll take about 18 months.
Tuberculosis is one of the world's deadliest diseases. Chuck Schechter, TSN News.
In 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act. Monday, the Bush Library received one of the largest private collections of memorabilia and artifacts related to the history of the disability rights and independent living movement in the United States. The collection belonged to Professor Lex Fridin of the University of Texas, who was among the leaders in developing the ADA. Fridin is now leading a national research study to evaluate the impact of the ADA and to identify population group disparities related to employment, transportation, housing, and community living. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news for you at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Another sunny, warm day across the region with temperatures approaching 95 this afternoon. We'll see whether or not we can get an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm, highs up around 95. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Thursday's going to be partly sunny. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm Thursday afternoon. Temperatures are going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Downs, but
well, he's busy getting coffee. Wanted to get coffee.
He's holding court. He's not. Yeah. He's not drinking. He's holding court.
And he didn't invite you to be the jester?
No, that's okay. Yeah, really. But I mean, I had important stuff to talk to him about on the air, but we'll just have to save it till tomorrow because he's decided he wants to entertain, you know, people who are wandering into the radio station. So,
yeah, that'll be just fine. Okay.
Anyway, or we may just do it without him. So put down the Candy Crush, put down the Farm Heroes, and pick up your board games.
Yes.
Family Vacation. Let's go do this. Okay, here's some things that might help out. If you've got little ones, Candyland and Hi-Ho Cheerio. Hi-Ho Cheerio. Still fun and lets parents share a bit of their own childhood. And there were chutes and ladders and stuff like that.
I've never heard of Hi-Ho Cheerio.
I don't know that one.
It's a little older than,
Okay. Ages 7 and up, Bananagrams, Yahtzee Junior, and Monopoly are good choices. They're not too challenging, and the adults won't be bored.
Monopoly's challenging in the sense that you have to have about 4 to 10 hours to play that.
Well, they do. They need to, this day and time, it's a bit of an anachronism, so they probably ought to come up with something that moves a little bit faster. For teens, Scrabble, Clue, Sorry are some classics, along with Seven Wonders. Pandemic, Code 777 are some of the newer ones for the whole family. Ticket to Ride is another good pick for your journey. Easy to learn and fun for all, theboardgamefamily.com. Lots of games there. The local toy store has a lot of games, too.
Uh-huh.
Just mentioning that, you know. But they are. Board games can be quite good fun.
We always play with dominoes and stuff, like chicken foot and things like that.
Now, one of the games that we use that my wife really enjoys, if you're familiar with Sudoku, okay?
Yeah.
And Sudoku is, you know, it's that deal where you got to get all the numbers in the box kind of thing. This is called Color Coo. And what you do is you use round marbles that are color-coded. And you have to have one marble of each color in each section. In other words, rather than use numbers, you use colors. And they have a real simple way, but they have a way where you just say, you know, orange is number one, pink is number two, purple is number three, so that you can take the Sudokus that you have in the newspaper and just translate them over to Color Coo, and you can play it that way. So that if you feel that visually it works better for you, because what will happen is you end up with the choices of numbers that you would have in the traditional Sudoku.
Right.
What you do is you hold the balls in your hand as you're looking at it. And so, you know, if again, that wires it better for you than to do it by color. It's called the Color Coo, and it is.
Pretty neat.
It is. It's a pretty fun thing, and they have a travel version of it as well. So, anyway. And that stuff keeps your brain young. It really...
It does. I picked up chess again. It had been so long
since really?
I played. Yeah. Not good at it, but...
Well, a million years ago when I worked in television, we were in the studio was in the middle of nowhere, and so we couldn't come into the city to eat dinner, and so we would stay. And what we did is, it's two good things. You stayed out there, and you actually got to know the people you work with, which doesn't happen in television very often. And so you think they like each other. You know, but
all smiles on the air.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, but that's what we did, you know, for about a year and a half or so, we played chess out there, and... until all the production guys continued to win, and then, you know, it was in your face and all that. So it got ugly.
Nobody likes a bragger.
That's exactly right. But they're the ones behind the camera. They could do, you know, what they wanted. The Sportsman's Channel is picking up another season of Amazing America with Sarah Palin, which will now be back beginning next year.
I never watched any of that. Has anybody seen
it? I have never.
Is that the only show she's done? Because I think I saw a few episodes
a few
years ago.
And she says this will provide mainstream cable with the real-life groundedness, candor, and common sense that I'm known for. I hear everyone recently got canned from The View. Maybe a show like that needs a punch of reality and a voice of reason from America's heartland to knock some humble sense into their scripts. You know, somebody who's willing to go rogue. And she'd probably like that paycheck.
They need to do a crossover, send her down to Louisiana, send those duck people up to Alaska.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Let them see. I mean, they're dressed for it. Let's see how that could work out for them. Justin Bieber's bangs are helping save a generation of Biebers from skin cancer. Apparently, doctors... Yeah, I know. Doctors from none other than Johns Hopkins have discovered that teen patients with Beeb's signature style of long bangs sweeping across their forehead had healthier-looking skin hiding under all that hair than they had on the rest of their faces. The Big Bangs Theory, as they're calling it.
Oh, man.
See, no. Look, this is Johns Hopkins, okay?
I mean,
this isn't like Wally's Medical School, okay? Go ahead. Boy.
And a lot of people like to say it's the Bieber haircut. I prefer the SEC swoop.
Okay, yeah,
that's
okay. Because,
you know, going into the SEC, you see a lot of guys that have that.
Well, okay, they also, there are a lot of fans who have what do you call those, where you comb your hair back? And what's Billy Ray Cyrus have?
Mohawk?
No, Billy Ray Cyrus. What do you call them?
Oh, mullet.
That's it, a mullet.
Mullet, yeah.
Business up front, party in the rear.
Okay. Now, here's another one. This is strange. Redheads could become extinct as a result of increasingly sunny skies above Scotland. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, the gene that causes red hair is thought to be an evolutionary Okay, if you buy the premise, you buy the bit. They're saying the gene that causes red hair is thought to be an evolutionary response to the cloudy skies north of the border that allow inhabitants to get as much vitamin D as possible. But if predictions of rising temperatures, global warming, and the blazing sunshine turn out to be correct, it could spell doom for carrot tops within a few centuries. All right. Can we deconstruct this story, okay?
I don't think we have the time.
I know.
But we could try.
Well, it just... Okay, within a few centuries. Now, I don't know. I think I'm working with two people who don't care that much about what's going to be happening in a few centuries, do we?
Nah.
Are you ready to go out and save the gingers of the world?
No, certainly not the gingers.
I'm trying to think. I know the one.
Yeah.
I know Katie. Who else is a ginge up here?
I don't know that anybody else
not
is.
Not currently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, and you know, and obviously it is. It's a double recessive. I mean, so you don't have a whole lot of redheads.
Right.
That's the reason you just don't.
It may breed itself out anyway.
Yeah, but I have a real problem with the idea that this was some sort of a genetic predisposition and an evolutionary response to the cloudy skies. I mean, I'll
buy that.
Okay.
Personally, yeah. I think it's genetics, and we should do a Punnett square for the next couple of hundred years.
Yeah, exactly.
And figure this one
Let's
out.
Let's get this one figured out. So we'll.
Can we start betting on Punnett squares?
Yeah. And again, we've got a few centuries yet, but if you're a redhead, bask in it because there won't be any of you in a few centuries.
Or don't bask in it. Just make sure there's good cloud cover.
Right. Well, and again, what's a few? Oh, I was off by 100 years. Well, it's just a century. I mean, it was a few. So, anyway, that's why they filled this thing up. All right, take this one now. New study shows that people would rather be zapped with an electric shock than be alone with their own thoughts.
Yeah. I will buy that, too.
Oh, man. This gets scarier and scarier.
I am the exception. I mean, I would prefer to sit alone with my thoughts. It's actually quite relaxing, but I know people like that.
The new paper in Science looked at 11 studies conducted by the University of Virginia. The researchers say our being afraid to be alone or just our thoughts has nothing to do with the short attention spans made shorter by the Internet. Instead, the story from boingboing.com, which you get off of the Internet, says it's more of a survival instinct. The idea is mammals, and therefore people, evolved by constantly monitoring their environments for dangers and opportunities, and that's why focusing completely internally for several minutes is unnatural. But that doesn't mean that you should give up your meditation practice. Researchers did find a small correlation between meditation experience and the ability to entertain one's self. They plan to continue researching how practicing being alone with your thoughts affects your ability.
Well, and that makes sense. It's part of Maslow's hierarchy. You wouldn't be able to meditate in the middle of shark-infested waters if you can sit down and calm your mind. It means you've created a safe place for yourself.
Yes.
So,
And for whatever reason, people who have done transcendental meditation will tell you that it makes a physiological change.
Mm-hmm.
You physiologically can tell the difference. And, you know, I don't know that you have to have your mantra and, you know, all that take bananas to them or whatever they all do in TM. But the idea of aloneness and just chilling is really okay. The problem is that so many people now have to have some sense of stimulation going on.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Have to have this. Got to be going here doing this and sometimes just relaxing. And the thing is, it's very hard to I think it's hard to flip that switch for most people. I think it is really, really hard to do that. But if you can learn to do it, then it's a good thing to practice.
It does take, and that's the key. It takes practice. You probably won't get it right the first time.
Yeah, and I don't know if you do it the same time every day, or you do it at the same place, or whatever, or you start with three times a week and move to five.
Working out. Do what works for you.
Exactly. But I really do believe that it does make a difference. And even even if you just do some solitary something, if you'll just sit and read a book, that probably helps. Just the idea that there's that it's solitary and that
and
might
turn
be,
off the music and the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be quiet.
Because maybe that's a transitional step to get to this. You know, maybe you sit down and start reading by yourself, and then at some point you might be able to put the book down. I don't know that you can necessarily, kind of like stepping off a train going 50 miles an hour. Don't know exactly if you can do that, you know, without some sort of a transitional thing.
The one time I tried very intense meditation,
yes.
It was I was in high school, and I just laid down on our living room floor, and I read that, you know, just start with your toes and put every piece of mm-hmm. your body at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And from my toes to my knees to my navel to my head, it just, I was calm, and I thought I was asleep, but when I got up, my body was buzzing.
Okay.
It physically changed me, and I still remember how visceral that feeling was, yes. And I haven't done it since. I don't know why. I really enjoyed it.
I was going to say, so how many times did you do it? No?
It took effort, though, yeah, and no, I just haven't been back.
It does. It worked. I'm a believer. Yeah, it does work.
All I right, got to so. Tweet stuff out, so I can't.
It comes out through my fingertips. It comes out through my fingertips.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
About 8 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so, you know, there are two kinds of lawn people. They're the people who like to do it themselves. They mow, they edge, they sweep, everything. And the folks that like to have somebody else do that. Well, you know, the second group, if you're one of those, then remember that ABC Home and Commercial Services takes care of that for you. They will take care of your lawn because they're taking care of hundreds of lawns in the Brazos Valley, and they do it all year long, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. They'll mow, they'll edge, they'll sweep up the grass and the clippings, they'll trim your shrubs, they'll remove leaves from everywhere, they'll clean the beds, all that stuff. Plus, you know, the thing that they really like is that the crews from ABC Home and Commercial Services show up when they are supposed to. And because their crews are doing work all over the area on a regular basis, the odds are they're doing work in your neighborhood, maybe right next door. So tell Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, that you heard about their services here, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. So, Zach, we're talking about this this meditation and everything, and, you know, at least from a vocal delivery, you sound like the most laid back of the three of us, but you're the one who wants to be tweeting, huh?
Well, I guess I sound more laid back because I'm not used to getting up this early.
So oh, that's what it is.
That's probably what it is.
And by the way, you have another long day, huh? You got the ball game tonight?
Yeah, got the ball game tonight, filling both ends of the bookend, I guess.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay, so now this is the All-Star game?
Yeah, it's the Texas Collegiate League All-Star game.
Okay.
So I guess there's six teams in the league. There's not just a whole heck of a lot, but they split them up into North and South, and there's 11 players that play on the Bombers that are going to be there. And three Aggies total, by the way. There's one that plays for the Woodlands, Gandy Stubblefield.
Uh-huh.
He's their closer. He's going to be there, as well as Logan Naughtybrook and G.R. Hinesley for the Bombers, and they also play for the Aggs.
All right, so now do they wear the same uniform tops and they wear their team hats, or how do they
uni up on this thing. Generally, I mean, you know, it's not like the major leagues where they can afford a bunch of stuff. So I think they're probably just going to wear their regular uniforms, because that's what they do in the All-Star game too.
Okay.
If they've got their warm-up jerseys or whatever, but once they go out on the field,
yeah,
they'll wear their, you know, different jerseys and stuff like that. So I've never been to the TCL one before, so I'm really looking forward to it. It should be fun.
Okay. What time's first pitch?
7:05 is first pitch.
All right, there you go, and you can hear it over on the Zone. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Drivers in Massachusetts had to deal with some heavy sheep congestion over the weekend. Over a dozen sheep camped out in the middle of a road blocking traffic in Massachusetts. Turned out that they belonged to a local farmer who says they escaped from their property with the hungry coyote showed up. Apparently,
yeah.
The sheep felt safer in the street because that particular stretch of road surrounded by houses and lights and stuff like that. As the farmer, Eugene McKay, said, sheep are not stupid. Okay, I'm not sure about that. That's fine.
They'll follow the leader off a cliff.
They will do that. Yeah, lemmings, and sheep.
Not lemmings.
No. Lemmings don't do that?
That was a Disney concoction.
Now, what are you wait a minute.
They herded the lemmings off the cliff for the purposes of their documentary that they were filming.
So this whole thing like lemmings to the sea is not
true? Blame it on Mr. Walt.
Oh, my. Oh, now wait.
I don't know if it goes all the way to the top, but at least one of his
subordinates. I'll go talk to his frozen head about that. Wow, I had no idea. I am shocked.
I've read it four times, all of them on the internet. So,
it's got to be true. Well, and again, you know, I don't go see these, but you know, sooner or later they've got to have a message in there. They do put their messages in. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm watching the video. That's so sad.
Our new study says that we eat the same foods our friends eat, whether we realize it or not. No. Life science.
Not
says.
True.
No?
I mean, okay.
Okay,
maybe,
well, I can't help with you.
Maybe
weird
food we already like.
Okay. 1,400 people who ate in groups at an Oklahoma restaurant. They divided the menu into 8 food categories. Some people were given menus with calorie information. Others, no info about the calories. The result, diners at the same table tended to pick main dishes that were not exactly the same, but were from the same category.
Hmm.
Now, the researchers at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana also estimated how much each menu item was generally liked. And the findings were, a menu item's cost and calories does affect how much it's liked. People didn't really like salads or vegetarian dishes compared with other foods.
Right.
We're Americans, okay? In the study, that changed if more than one person at the table, though, ordered a salad. The more salads were ordered, and the more people liked them. Same was true for high-calorie and expensive dishes. Diners didn't like a dish unless more than one person ordered them. Now, see, but you could really skew the numbers there by just getting a shill in there to order the chocolate cake, okay,
mm-hmm.
or to order the salad, because that way
all it takes is one person to break that log jam.
So, what I mean, I understand what they're trying to say right there, but that tends, as I look at this, that would tend to be more of a study of people going along with the crowd rather than maybe what they really wanted to order. Because if everybody else is ordering vegetarian dishes and you decide you're going to go with the cheese-smothered chicken, you know, because it's probably going to be more of this cheese-colored. And why do you put melted cheese on chicken that much? But that's another story. But I think that's the crowd mentality right there, more than it would be.
Well, I think without a doubt, too. I mean, you can sway yourself if you're sitting there thinking, well, I might eat healthy today, and you see Bob over there with a greasy cheeseburger,
you're
and you're like,
hey,
well, Bob's doing it.
Yeah, I want one of those. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, if you put a bunch of women together, they're going to add salads to the menu. And if you put a bunch of guys together, it's meat and taters. Come on.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So tell me something. What are you thinking right now?
I was thinking Mike want to take me some of these potatoes home with him.
Just saying.
Your boy like you on that talk, I can't.
Never gets old. Do you know the story about that?
Sling Blade?
Yeah, about the voice.
Billy Bob Thornton. I remember because I saw something on the Actors Studio.
Yes, on the Actors. Yes, in the Actors Studio.
It was
exactly
like
right.
A train conductor. Or something. I don't know. What
yeah, exactly right. And there's no prosthetics. I mean, that's just he just stuck his jaw out and he gets the voice from wherever. And he had to use chloroseptic on the set because it messed up his voice. Yeah. All right, let me see. The first confirmed tornado in U.S. America killed one person in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in 1680. Well, there you go. Huh. First issue of the Wall Street Journal came out on this date in 1889, and Oliver North became a star. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall, basically, when he was on television in 1987. Back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.